现在是2022学年第二学期，高三质量调研考试英语试卷听力测试时间。先试音，试音的内容是一段音乐，时间约半分钟，请调节好音量。现在开始试音。试音结束，听力测试现在开始。
Listening comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Nice weather, isn't it? How about taking a short walk in the park?
Why not? I've been home the whole morning, and it's long since we last walked there.
Question. What does the woman mean?
2. You are sweating a lot. Maybe you need to take a shower.
Nothing is more urgent than a glass of iced tea at the moment.
Question. What does the man mean?
3. Shall we make our own dinner or try the new Italian restaurant, dear?
I'm not in the mood to do anything in the kitchen tonight.
Question. What does the woman imply?
4. Skating is really hard for me. I think I'll quit.
I know it's not easy, but if you keep going, you will finally make it.
Question. What does the man mean?
5. We have a tough opponent. If we are going to win the game, we need to make a better plan.
I almost feel like giving up, but you are right.
Question. What are the speakers probably do next? 6. I'm not suitable for the role. I just can't remember all the lines.
We have plenty of time before the show. You are not supposed to remember every word. Try your best.
Question. What do we know about the man? 7. Look at the prices on the menu. Aren't they ridiculously too high?
You'll definitely have a different view after you try the delicious food.
Question. What does the woman mean? 8. Jane, suppose you lost all your money while taking a vacation overseas. What would you do?
Well, I guess I'd sell my watch or computer or do some jobs until I could afford a return ticket.
Question. What are the speakers talking about? 9. I'm afraid I won't be able to finish the presentation within the given time.
I don't think you need to mention too many details in the middle part of your presentation.
Question. What does the woman suggest the man do?
10. It's going to rain pretty soon. You'd better put your bike in the garage.
Why bother? It has been through much worse situations.
Question. What does the man imply?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear two short passages and one longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following speech.
Some elementary students at Westside School in California created a telephone hotline. People can call to get cheerful advice from kids during difficult times. The students get help from their art teacher. The teacher worked with students from kindergarten to sixth grade. He asked the same question to all the students. The question is, what could you say to help or encourage someone else? The teacher collected all the answers and sorted out them into different parts of the telephone hotline. Pressing 1 brings up ideas for people who are feeling mad, frustrated, or nervous. Helpful suggestions include hit your pillow or go get a cookie. Pressing 2 results in life advice. By pressing 3, you can hear a group of kids saying together, "You are super. You can do it. Keep trying. Don't give up." Pressing 4 starts the sounds of children's laughing, which certainly can bring a smile to anyone's face. The hotline was soon getting hundreds of calls a day. Words of the hotline spread quickly on social media. The hotline has become incredibly popular with stressed adult patients in hospitals, older people in homes, and others who just want to hear the happy voices of children.
Listen again, please. Some elementary students at Westside School in California created a telephone hotline. People can call to get cheerful advice from kids during difficult times. The students get help from their art teacher. The teacher worked with students from kindergarten to sixth grade. He asked the same question to all the students. The question is, what could you say to help or encourage someone else? The teacher collected all the answers and sorted out them into different parts of the telephone hotline. Pressing 1 brings up ideas for people who are feeling mad, frustrated, or nervous. Helpful suggestions include hit your pillow or go get a cookie. Pressing 2 results in life advice. By pressing 3, you can hear a group of kids saying together, "You are super. You can do it. Keep trying. Don't give up." Pressing 4 starts the sounds of children's laughing, which certainly can bring a smile to anyone's face. The hotline was soon getting hundreds of calls a day. Words of the hotline spread quickly on social media. The hotline has become incredibly popular with stressed adult patients in hospitals, older people in homes, and others who just want to hear the happy voices of children.
Question 11. Who came up with the idea of the project?
Question 12. Which number should callers press if they need encouragement?
Question 13. What is the passage mainly about?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following speech.
Birds that migrate long distances tend to be more likely than others to break up with their partners. To identify reasons that lead to bird breakups, bird scientists studied birds' behaviors in the long-distance migration. They found that species that migrate particularly long distances to obtain food typically have higher rates of breaking up. Great blue herons, for example, migrate more than 3,000 kilometers and have a divorce rate of 100%. This may be because traveling further makes it harder for a pair to return home at the same time. If one gets back first, it's risky waiting for the partner, because it's hard to tell whether the partner will show up. It may have died or been blown off course. Finding a new partner may seem a safer bet, even if it requires energy to please a new mate. This makes sense for birds with long migrations to have higher divorce rates, but there are exceptions. Black-tailed godwits, for example, migrate more than 1,000 kilometers from Iceland to the UK or Southwest Europe each year, but have relatively low divorce rates. This seems to be due to a super ability to keep pace with their partners. Although members of a pair will follow separate migration paths and typically end up more than 900 kilometers away from each other, they are somehow able to return to Iceland at almost the same time, which reduces the risk of breakups.
Listen again, please. Birds that migrate long distances tend to be more likely than others to break up with their partners. To identify reasons that lead to bird breakups, bird scientists studied birds' behaviors in the long-distance migration. They found that species that migrate particularly long distances to obtain food typically have higher rates of breaking up. Gray blue herons, for example, migrate more than 3,000 kilometers and have a divorce rate of 100%. This may be because traveling further makes it harder for a pair to return home at the same time. If one gets back first, it's risky waiting for the partner because it's hard to tell whether the partner will show up. It may have died or been blown off course. Finding a new partner may seem a safer bet, even if it requires energy to please a new mate. This makes sense for birds with long migrations to have higher divorce rates, but there are exceptions. Black-tailed godwits, for example, migrate more than 1,000 kilometers from Iceland to the UK or Southwest Europe each year, but have relatively low divorce rates. This seems to be due to a super ability to keep pace with their partners. Although members of a pair will follow separate migration paths and typically end up more than 900 kilometers away from each other, they are somehow able to return to Iceland at almost the same time, which reduces the risk of breakups.
Question 14. What did bird scientists study to identify reasons for bird breakups?
Question 15. Why do some birds tend to have higher rates of breaking up after long migration?
Question 16. Why do black-tailed godwits have relatively low divorce rates?
Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Have you seen Joe Schultz's new film, The Man in the Forest?
Not yet, but I have read the novel under the same title. Is the film based on the novel?
That's true. Some of the critics say the film isn't suitable for youngsters to see.
Really? Is it because of the bloody scenes or unacceptable language?
That didn't seem to worry the film critics. They couldn't tolerate the music, which makes viewers' hair stand on end.
That sounds interesting to me. I can't help wondering how the music could be so scary.
By the way, since you have already read the book, what do you think of it?
Definitely, it's great. I just couldn't stop it. I had no idea what the final ending would be until I finished the last page. I had to follow the sequence of events and actions very carefully. That's what it fascinates me most.
Same here. And I also love the way the author uses dialect all through the book. It takes a little time getting used to, but it decidedly makes the book stand out.
I was thinking of seeing the film this Friday evening. Do you recommend it?
Personally, I would prefer to read the book again. However, the price of the film ticket is a real bargain. It's good value for money, worth every penny, I should say.
Listen again, please.
Have you seen Joe Schultz's new film, The Man in the Forest?
Not yet, but I have read the novel under the same title. Is the film based on the novel?
That's true. Some of the critics say the film isn't suitable for youngsters to see.
Really? Is it because of the bloody scenes or unacceptable language?
That didn't seem to worry the film critics. They couldn't tolerate the music, which makes viewers' hair stand on end.
That sounds interesting to me. I can't help wondering how the music could be so scaring.
By the way, since you have already read the book, what do you think of it?
Definitely it's great. I just couldn't stop it. I had no idea what the final ending would be until I finished the last page. I had to follow the sequence of events and actions very carefully. That's what it fascinates me most.
Same here. And I also love the way the author uses dialect all through the book. It takes a little time getting used to, but it decidedly makes the book stand out.
I was thinking of seeing the film this Friday evening. Do you recommend it?
Personally, I would prefer to read the book again. However, the price of the film ticket is a real bargain. It's good value for money, worth every penny, I should say.
Question 17. Why do some critics think the film is unsuitable for children?
Question 18. What makes the woman interested in the book?
Question 19. What does the man say about the dialect used in the book?
Question 20. According to the conversation, which of the following statements is true?
Listening test 结束，请考生继续答题。